Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't hide and do. God is good when, all the time. When then doubt, we pray it out. Good morning, how to do. It's Sunday, fun day, family day. Yes, good morning, world. Good morning, USA. Let me go on and hit y'all with some music. Today, listen, no copyrights to any music you might hear this morning. Sunday, fun day, family day. Let's get it. See, I can't be too loud, y'all, because I'm in the house by myself. Well, not by myself, but I'm in the back room. Right. And the children are in the front. Okay, it's Sunday, fun day, family day. Good morning, world. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Now tell God thank you for waking your raggedy ass up this morning. Half of y'all just went to bed because you were clubbing all night. Go ahead. Let me give y'all a little church music to wake you bastards up. Somebody turn it up. You better know God. Mr. Kirk Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kirk Franklin, good morning. No copyrights to any music you might hear this morning. Oh, I remember this one. This one had me shaking a little bit. Oh, y'all so funny. I love the world. You understand me? I love the skin I'm in, and I love us. Go ahead. Hit a little music. Here it is. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Frank Kirkley. We got Frank this morning. You heard what he said, almost. See there? Y'all better get to know God so y'all can do the right thing. Learn how to put your problems in God's hands. Let him take the wheel. Go ahead. No copyrights to any music you're going to hear this morning. Good morning. Sunday, fun day, family day with your girl Divide. And why not? Because we can. Good morning, y'all. Hey, somebody smile today. Y'all better learn God. God is good. I'm telling you, all the time. You just got to put your trust and faith right there. And honey, you won't feel no despair. I'm telling you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Like I said.
All right. Time to hit the road.
Now, some of us needed this morning of gospel inspiration. Because y'all know y'all were at that club last night. And who going to sit up here and lie? Don't lie. Smoke it. Don't lie. Okay? You know you was in. Don't lie, DJ. You know you was in that club last night. Okay? Don't even lie. Baby, I seen several altercations last night. A few folks, you know, word on the streets. Rumors, so to speak. A little plutonk. Allegedly. I heard on this Beyonce internet last night, a few little people went to jail last night. And let me tell y'all something. Going to jail on a motherfucking weekend, boo, is not fun. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't wish that shit on nobody. Okay, here's the thing. When y'all go out in these streets, you need to learn how to act. It don't matter who you are. When you go out in the streets, listen, America, okay? All right, urban, you know what I'm saying? Caucasian. I'm so surprised. And then again, I'm not. Because, see, listen, trouble sometimes running packs. And then sometimes innocent people get caught up in that because they your friend and they don't want to see you get hurt or manhandled because we all know, okay, it's your girl, the why. And why not? Because we can't. We all know in this day and time right here, women be getting manhandled. You know, fellas don't have that real love anymore. Some, I'm always say some because it's not all of them, okay? We got some good men out here. Oh, my God. Okay, I don't even want to call no names or put nobody's on blast, but I could tell y'all what I've been seeing. Y'all seen them little silver foxes over there on TikTok? I mean, it's a grip up. They show up in packs and everything, baby. Be all up in Detroit and, you know, up in them places over there, allegedly. You know, over there, up in there. Nice fellas and whatnot, you know. And but some fellas, they, you know, wasn't brought up. Okay, to me, it's all about in the upbringing. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I love y'all so much. It's all about in the upbringing. You bring them up right, you know what I'm saying? And then they'll survive in society. See, when Big Mama them left, it threw a curveball. When Grandmama them left, Nana them, it threw a curveball in some of these women and some of these little babies' lives. Okay, some of them didn't have that chance to grow up with Nana, so they don't really have them values that they should have. They growed up with their mamas. And some mamas don't even want to be mothers out here in this cold world. It's a cold world, baby. Okay, don't y'all know that kids is a blessing? You know, I mean, I'm trying to understand it. But to me, just like I said, listen, Granny them ain't back. Granny them gone. Nana them gone. Let me tell you something. Nana them gone. When Nana them gone, they took our spirits. They took our minds and our souls. Half of us don't even go to church no more. Now, I understand why we don't. But see, when we should have been going to church for our kids, we still wasn't going. And you don't have to go to church. I just want to tell you this because I love y'all. You don't have to go to church to know Jesus. You could get you a Bible, pick up your Bible, read you a few scriptures at home, because I know church ain't the way it used to be. I understand that. And I understand that some children hasn't been brought up with both of their parents. So it makes it hard for, you know what I'm saying, for them to get raised. You know, I'm not even going to say that because I was a single parent, y'all, and I worked. I was focused, I was determined because my mom was on family, raising family. See, I was raised by Big Mama them, Nana. You understand Mama Deal them? You understand me? Yo, that's them old heads, real, real old heads. They're close to slavery type. I'm talking close to slavery right there. You see what I'm saying? I was raised by that prodigy, okay? Our little, you know, when we raise our kids, well, like I said, I was raised by Nana, okay? So when I got back to my mother, shit, her young age, I was helped raising her and my sisters at the same time. But it still was structured because I learned how to cook and clean by grandma. You know what I'm saying? How to skin a chicken, cook it and clean it from scratch, gut it and everything, my people, okay? Some of y'all would never understand that type of language and that type of talk. Some of our ladies didn't have that guidance, okay? So some of them dropped the ball on God and their children. It seemed like this generation right now want the Gen X's to raise their kids. They bring every excuse in the book for their mama to raise their kids. Oh, they don't want to raise their kids. They feel like they need time out. We never had time out, nor did some of us any ever ask for any. Okay, I remember all I did. All I can remember right now, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my upbringing. All I remember is I woke up and knew everything. And I had to raise not only me after Big Mama died, okay? Not only me, I had to raise me and my sisters. And it seemed like my mother was right there. I had to help raise her ass too. You understand? But now this generation, They don't want to. They see, we have, let me tell y'all what we have done. Some of us have to take accountability. I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'm going to just speak for me. Some of us have said in our head, you know, the way our mother then raised us and the troubles and the tribulations we had to go through. If we had any kids, y'all, we wasn't going to do our kids like that. See, what I did was crazy because I went to work and all I did was spoil my kids and make sure they went to school and had their shit together and graduated. You know, I did that little shit like that. Gave them cars, took them to Vegas on their fucking 21st birthday. You know, I did all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. So when they had their baby, I was expecting, you know, the son had his kids moved on. But, you know, when they had their baby, you expect for them to take care of their baby the way you took care of them. Some of them don't want to. And it's sad. Some of them want you, even though you're taking care of them right now, going to work, still doing that, and you late in your 50s, baby. Your mama didn't do that shit with y'all. Your mama cut your ass off at 17. I left home at 16, y'all. Okay, I left home at 16. Speaking of mothers, y'all better cherish these mothers. I looked around the other day, and about four of my friends is gone. I didn't even think about it. Do you understand me? Listen, it hit me hard the other day. That's why, let me tell y'all something. And then I came to the conclusion of, right, soon as I thought about my friends are gone, I came to the sad conclusion that their mothers had passed 2 or 3 years before they had passed. See, ladies and gentlemen, you know, world, USA, I'm going to get on y'all in a minute. I'm going to straighten y'all out in a minute, but I want to straighten somebody out. See, because y'all love to devalue the value of women. We go through a lot. We do a lot. We have these kids. We sit up and bear them. And now it's so scary, y'all, to even have kids. Some mothers are dying during childbirth. Okay? It's a lot going on. Like I said, the original thing I was saying was grab your Bibles. Okay, let Jesus take care of some of your problems. Today is Sunday Fun Day Family Day, and we're going to talk about it. Sometimes you got to put the problems in somebody else's hands. That shit get overbearing sometimes, especially if you ain't got nobody to talk to. And baby, we know about the loyalty of today, okay? Some of y'all beautiful young kids, young ladies, excuse me, don't even want to take care of your kids. You want your mama, and she up in her 50s and shit, to take care of your kids. Do y'all understand? That's like starting over. We already took care of y'all. We don't want to fucking take care of no kids, especially when we have to work. Yeah, we'll take care of our grandkids. They supposed to go home. You supposed to lay that blueprint. We already done. We laid the blueprint for you. You supposed to lay it down, that foundation down for somebody else. See, we done. Some of us can't even be done to sit up, girl. Some of us still got to go to work. Some of us still got to figure out how to generate money in the house. Even though we still had them grown adults there. Some of these grown adults today, which is sad, they don't know how to honor their mother. God said, honor thy mother. Some of y'all don't even honor y'all mother. And you only got one. That's the sad part about everything. Baby, you only got one mama. Don't y'all understand, beautifuls? Okay, beautifuls. Don't y'all understand when mama gone, ain't no woman like the one y'all got. I'm trying to tell somebody something. Ain't no woman like the one you got. When your mama gone, baby, she gone. Ain't nobody gonna have your back like your mama. That same very woman that y'all would turn around and call a bitch out y'all mouth. That's disrespectful to the motherfucking fullest. And here, this woman would die, not only for you, who would die for your children. You understand me? And then this is the same woman that could know you wrong, know her baby did wrong. Know the man come over, he say, Mr. Y, Miss Y. I say, yeah, baby. He said, yo, daughter, hit me in my face. This same very woman will look right back at that man, right in his eye, and say, not my baby. Do you understand me? You got one rider for life. babies, ladies and gentlemen. This goes out for all y'all little beautiful kings and queens and everything. You got one mama for life. Why would you think about betraying her? Why would you think about disrespecting her? When she's gone, she gone. You ain't gonna never, and I mean never, ever, 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 ever have a rider like your mama and Jesus. You got two people gonna have your back forever. You got two people right now with you that's going to have your back forever. And if that's not the case, if your mama ain't got your back like that, I'm sure your daddy do. And if he don't, you need to have your own back like that, baby, the team of me. Stop making excuses for y'all not to succeed. Stop making excuses for y'all not having to get out there. Now, I know what my motherfucking excuse was, and I just told y'all 5 minutes ago. Baby, when I woke up, it seemed like from, I don't even remember birth. I don't even remember childhood. I remember when I woke up, I had to take care of my sisters. Yes, my mother was there because my stepfather was there. He took care of the home. We relaxed and stuff and cleaned and spring cleaned and all that shit. Went to school and all that shit. But after divorce, see, it's always something traumatic, okay? And look at God. Look, traumatic turned out to be fabulous. Do you understand that? Look at God. Because after the divorce, my mother decided that she wanted to go home. Mm-hmm. And I told y'all, I stayed with Nana, so I didn't know that my mother actually had a mother. See, I thought Nana was the mother. I didn't know it was a mother right there in between. Okay, So we figured that out. We worked that out because moms went through divorce. They had some cheating and whatnot. We don't even want to go there. It is what it is. So she decided, y'all, listen here now. This is the key word now. After the divorce, mama decided she wanted what? Her mama. See, your mama is a key role. She plays a key role in your life. That's what I want to explain to you beautiful young ladies. If you don't want them babies, put them up for adoption or go in the family and see who want kids. It's a lot of people who want kids. You wouldn't believe who want a baby. You wouldn't believe it because people are tired of being by themselves, tired of being deceived. You understand me? They want somebody who they know for sure gonna really love them. And who better than and what better than a goddamn kid or animal? Do you understand me? Okay. Yeah. That's why. So listen. Your mother is there for you. You are supposed to be there for your mother. Raise your own kids. That's another thing. Y'all rather go out there. It's the killer. Y'all expect for these. Right. That's our second part of life. That's our second win. After our 50s, it's our second win. Listen, y'all, shit hit different after your 50s. Don't nobody want to be by. We can barely deal with motherfuckers hollering around us. I'm going to be real with you. Don't nobody want to be dealing with no crying-ass, hollering-ass kids. And you over 50, and you just went and worked a 16-hour motherfucking shift, and you just getting home as soon as you getting it, though. Here this bitch with her clothes on trying to give you a hollering-ass baby. And she running out the motherfucking door. No, we don't do that. We don't do that no more. And I feel sorry for you Gen X's who do. It's time for you to stop. Okay? Over your 50s, if you over your 50s or 45s and shit, listen here, y'all. That's your second life. Go have you some fun. Baby, you supposed to been made that money, got everything in the bank, got everything situated. Okay? And leave these young generations alone. I'm telling you, y'all, these young generations that it is hard. Like I said, some of them wasn't brought up right. I'm not even going to lie to you. Some of these little young babies wasn't brought up right. But if you got one in your home, you know what to do. Ain't no way you can come home from working a 12-hour, 14-hour shift. And the minute you get into those Shaquika trying to give you her baby, one baby, and she got three motherfucking babies behind her, they all whining. Okay, my mama. They all whining. They ready to eat. Here she done been home all day, ain't fed the motherfucking kid. See what I'm saying? But y'all want y'all mama, but y'all still, yeah, but y'all still on one hand want to cuss her out and disrespect her. When she gone, she gone. Mama still, who gonna be there to watch them kids when you want to go out to the club, drink, and smoke? That's the new thing now, y'all. That's the new thing, Donnie. They'll have them kids and be like, I'm going to give them to their daddy. You better be careful. Now, fathers ain't really good with children these days because they go through so much. Do y'all know what's going on in the world today? You need two things in your life, your mama and your Bible, and the Bible first. Shit getting real. Shit with America and society in this world, because I love you. It's your girl. It is I. Do I? I tell you the truth. Today is family day. I do want to say that. So going on out and go over mama them house, go check on your mama them, go check on your father them. I want to tell y'all, do y'all know how lucky you guys are to still have your mother around and for anybody to think about disrespecting her? I'm telling you, that's because they trying so hard right now to devalue the woman, okay? Especially the black woman. Oh, they're trying so hard to devalue us. Keep on going, okay? Let God guide you. Take the wheel. For real. Sometimes you got to do it. Honor thy mothers, ladies and gentlemen. And then y'all wonder, wait a minute. I need a selection. Hold on. Go ahead. I just needed a selection, honey, because today is Sunday Fun Day, Family Day, and it's all about family over here today. Like I said, you need two things in this world today, okay? You better look around. Look around. That's a blessing to still have your mothers here to guide you and help you in time of need, okay? And watching your kids while you go out and shake your ass is not qualified as time a goddamn need. Don't listen. Do y'all understand, or is it just me? Have y'all starting to realize they starting to lose their motherfucking common sense? As my cousin would say, where's y'all damn antennas? And when we say antennas, we mean your mind. Where your mind at, motherfucker? You lost it, and you need to find it. For real, because once mama gone, baby, you all by yourself. You got to be that person. And let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you what's going to hurt you in the end. Disrespect. Y'all wonder why y'all always don't have good luck. Why this always happened to me, mama? Why I can't never come up? Why I can't never do this? Why I can't never do that? I'm going to tell you why. Because God said a disobedient child should not prosper. Yeah, honor thou mother. That means don't come disrespecting your mama, calling her bees and this and that, because she won't do what you want her to do. She's doing what's good for you and your children. That's why everything don't go your way. Once you get right with yourself, your life, and your mama, start treating your mama with value and with respect, your life will start going better. Start valuing them kids. Quit always thinking about running the streets, okay? For real, get your life together. Here today, gone tomorrow. I love y'all. I'm for the kids. I love y'all to death. Listen, we got to be more with family. Don't y'all see what's going on around us? Baby, out here in California, I'm going to give y'all just a little taste because I love you so much and you're my company, my family, my squad, right? And we don't lie to each other over here. We the realest podcast over here, okay, in the world. It's your girl, the why and why not, and we don't lie to each other. Do y'all see what's going on around us right now? I'm going to give y'all a little taste. They are robbing in broad daylight. Do you hear me? If that's not looking like things is about to change, I don't know what is. All right, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Nope, it'll be Talking Tuesday, because tomorrow, y'all, is Motivational Monday. And I love y'all so much. I want to motivate you to do better. That's all. This right here is called family love. You know, when I jibber jabber, you know, right. It's called family love. We're family over here. And listen, y'all know this is what's going on. It's so hard out here just to keep our head above water. For real. It's hard. It's hard juggling because population and inflation is so high. And the word on the streets, allegedly, a little pull a tongue rumor, so to speak, it's starting to get worse. It's going to get worse. That's what they're saying. Baby, they're talking about a dollar. Our U.S. dollar ain't right, going to be the equivalent of $55. Yeah, we're going to talk about it on Tuesday. Listen, I got to get it all together first. You know your girl, the wife, thinks she's somewhat of informative. Okay. It is I, your girl, the wife. Listen, it's Family Fun Day Sunday. I'm not trying to tell y'all what to do, but I love y'all so much. Go ask somebody right now who have lost their mother what they would do to have their mother back for 2 seconds right now. If you think I'm lying, my sides ain't growing back. Oh, it is I. You're rude about it. Okay, and we all know it. We all know it is, because you know. Okay, an urban woman, a black woman, love when her sides, them edges, because them goddess braids took my motherfucking edges out. No, we gonna talk about it later. We might as well talk about it now. The why, what was goddess braids? Because y'all braids so different now. They're so different now. Let me tell y'all something. Back in the days, and that, let me tell you something. Them little braids, y'all be doing them long braids, like them four braids, you know, and then they put the heart in it. It's real cute. But sometimes it look like it ain't done. Okay, now back in the days, if we would have tried to pull that shit, it would have been on. You know them damn braids ain't done. Go back in that house and finish them damn braids is what been said. But see, this generation, baby, doing shit half-assed is the new thing. It's the style. It's the lick. It's quick. You know what I'm saying. Because they love everything quick these days. Microwave. They want the relationship microwave. Want the love microwave. They want us to give them our money microwave. No, sir. No, ma'am. Okay, friend, go find somebody else. Right. It's so different. No. You grew it a while. You know, I can braid. I'm somewhat of a braider, too. Baby, I'm a jack of all trades. Here we go. So I used to love them goddess braids. Now, instead of putting a little bit in the front, baby, honey, I would put up thousands of them, and it just pull my little edges out. I have them up for, you can't have them up for months for months. Not the long goddess one. The goddess one, that I had one all the way down past my tail. Yeah, y'all, I was something else. I tell you, and wouldn't change a thing. I tell you, God has been good to me. That's why I say, don't be afraid, y'all, to grab that Bible and let God take the wheel sometime. Give him your problems. Problems sometimes get too hard. That's what brings us into depression, stress, thoughts of suicide. Be careful. Talk to your kids. School has came back in. You want to make sure everything all right. It's a lot of stuff happening in school. Baby, it's so much shit happening in school. Go get your kids the drill. Okay, just in case anything happened, show them where they can meet you. Just in case, you know what I'm saying, they get separated from their class. You know, it's important. We got to do drills. They got shootings in our baby's school now. Y'all know that. Okay, and we got to watch out, especially when they start getting little teenagers, little puberty. We got to watch out when they get junior high school. The teachers and shit's messing with the students. You know they curious when they in high school, you know, about the boys and the girls and the birds and the bees. Okay, and some of them motherfucking pedophiles, they take advantage of that. That's why I say, talk to your kids. Okay, it's time for y'all to sit down and have them hard conversations. Okay, especially now, because they generation, I'm scared to death. Because y'all, that this generation right here, that this back end generation and shit coming up right here, ooh, baby, y'all something else. Baby, y'all sexual orientated. Okay, y'all love sex, 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 sex. Right. And even got your own special super bug. A super bug? Okay. See, back in the day, we had a little VD. That was it. Go to the doctor, clean that shit up. We good. Go home. We look. We go on to live another day. Y'all motherfuckers got an STD super bug out right now. And if you're not strapped up, you will not make it home. What kind of shit is that? And then they got these rumors out here on the streets. You got word on the streets and shit. That some of the celebrities don't even like to scrap it up, baby. They raw. And baby, this ain't the time for you to be raw with a super bug out there. Okay, listen, y'all something else. This generation needs to learn how to hold themselves. You know, y'all got to humble yourself more, and you got to know how to act in public. Like I said, going to jail on the weekend is not the thing. Going to jail on the, I don't give a fuck who you with. Baby, that's 3 days of incarceration. Uh-huh. And in my eyes, within them 3 days of incarceration, you have opened yourself up to 3 days of motherfucking ridicule for wherever you at and who. Right. Especially if you sort of like a celebrity. Baby. They waiting on y'all, one of y'all motherfuckers to come up in there. Because number one, y'all ain't going to be able to take care of yourself. Y'all ain't got y'all security. Baby, jail ain't fun. Jail is not a motherfucking trip you want to go. Now, listen here. I recommend if you're going to go when you're in your 20s. Okay, because, baby, that ain't the place to motherfucking be. And listen, if you go on a Friday, 3 days, you open yourself up 3 days of motherfucking ridicule, gonna eat your ass up, especially if you've been on the TV and you ain't gave back to your community. You know, your community hate that. You know, they hate when you get up there and forget about them, forget about where you came from and all, you know. Okay, I didn't know that even though you feel like you're giving back to these charities, the streets are still tax you. We'll talk about that too. Oh yeah, some celebrities get street tax. You get street tax. It depends on where you go. And you get taxed everywhere. Shit, Uncle Sam taxing us too. Shit, and so I can see you give a one donation, you know, for where you and your family want to be or where y'all want to live or whatever, whatever. Oh, we got a lot going on. Baby, we got a lot going on. Okay, you know they saying allegedly the celebrities are building houses, gonna build houses in Hawaii, and they this odd color of blue. Right. Let me tell you something. Soon as we get up there, we gonna have us some blue motherfucking houses too. Right. Oh, yeah. They ain't leaving us behind. Okay. Yeah. The hood is coming to the table. Okay, just like Kendrick Lamar said. Who the hell at the hood at the table? You understand me? God. Okay. It's Sunday Fun Day, Family Day. Honor thy mother, people. A mother is special. A mother is right. Honey, you will never get another one. That's yours. That's your person. That's the person that birthed you. That person should be so valuable to you. You understand me? That you would not want to even hurt their feelings. Boy, I don't understand this society today. Some, not all, don't have that common sense factor. And we try so hard. You understand? Little young kings and queens, if you don't want babies, don't have them. I mean, they killing kids like 9 going 1,000 out here. God save their little souls. Now listen, my condolences to anybody who I may have lost a loved one today, yesterday, last year, 2 years, 3 years from now. My condolences go to you. I realize it's still hard. Listen, death is hard. Y'all don't even understand, especially if it's somebody close to you, like your mama, your brothers, your sisters, you know, your grandmama. Those deaths, your aunties, uncles. See, that shit hit you different. That shit hit different. That hurt, that pain, that's raw. That's a pain, man. That pain right there, You don't never want to feel that. So please, y'all honor y'all mother, y'all honor y'all grandmother. If they still here, that's special as well. Sunday fun day, family day. I know family is not the way it used to be, but we can always bring that back. Be careful out here in these streets, okay? Because as we know, racism is still here, and it's here, and it's alive, and we need to take care of it. Listen, y'all, we need to get our economy back. We are looking terrible in the eyes of other countries. We need to take care of this problem that we have in this White House. We really do. And it's time to get it together and get it together fast. I feel like, allegedly, a little taste, we was blackballed because we didn't have no, I just don't even remember. Did we even have any candidates when Trump and Biden came? Was it anybody else? I feel like we didn't even have no choice. I feel like they just pushed Biden, allegedly, you know, word on the streets. Okay, rumors, so to speak, a little pillow talk. They just threw him up there, you know. Really, really, I'm telling you. Today is Sunday, fun day, family day. We're not going to get into these politics. I ain't going to keep you long. I love you. I just want to tell somebody today, you better honor your mother. A mother is special, especially your mother, because she always come save you. Captain Save-A-Ho, poor you. You the only one that always needs saving. What you gonna do when she ain't around to save you? Boy, y'all be so quick to disrespect. Talk all that goddamn mess. But let me tell you something. What you gonna do when she ain't around to save you? I want somebody to think about that today. I want somebody to think about that today. It's important. It's Sunday fun day, family day. Okay. Hold on. Somebody asked me the other day, she said, the why, right, what is your secret, okay, to success for you? What is your secret? How did you get as far as you got right now without suffering unbearable, right, unbearable sorrows? I told my friend, I said, let me tell you something. I suffered unbearable sorrows, but I know how to put everything in God's hand, okay? I don't stress over nothing I can't control. And guess what else? I mind my business, y'all. I keep my eyes on the prize, and I stay focused. And my focus was my children. That's all my focus was, because this, listen here, in my eyes, I laid down and had them. And when you lay down and make the conscious decision to do something, it is your duty, okay, to see that shit through to the end, till they get past 18, till they know how to work, function, and survive in society. That's your job. That's a parent. That's what a parent do. I love y'all, okay? And while I was doing that, I was telling God thank you and asking for help at the same time, and I've been carried all the way through. That's why I'm blessed and highly favored right now. That's why I'm at where I'm at, really. For me, success don't mean being the richest woman in the world. For me, success is looking at my kids grow up doing what they have to do as prosperous adults. Okay, creating, hold on now, creating generational wealth. That's success for me. You understand? Right. You got to be content with yourself. And sometimes you got to ask yourself, if you died tomorrow, would you be happy? Would you? And I'm here to tell you, y'all, it's your girl, the why not? Because we can, it is I, the why. I would be. I love y'all. This time I've had with y'all, this healing process. Baby, you can't get this nowhere. This is real. You are, and I'm a real motherfucker. Okay, it's Sunday, fun day, family day. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't listen to any birthdays out there today. Okay, happy birthday. I love y'all. I seen y'all last night, so I know it's some birthdays out here. Y'all were just acting up. Really? Learn how to hold your liquor. That's another thing. Learn how to hold your liquor, especially, okay, if you're an influencer and you out here in the public eye. You must learn how to hold your liquor. Shit, walk away, run away. Oh, baby, I can't wait to get more on this story because it's a hot topic that happened over the weekend, baby, allegedly. And I got to get more on that story. That's why I said, we're going to talk on Talking Tuesday. Okay, yeah. Oh, baby, this tea has to be sipped cold, okay? Might be sipped hot, but anyhow, listen, any anniversaries out here today, happy anniversary. I'm so glad y'all making it. Because it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. We got LL Cool J and his wife. We got Omar Epps. Is it Omar? Is it Omar? And his beautiful, lovely wife. Come on now. You got your favorite, Morris Chestnut. Yeah, your Morris. His lovely wife. We got Snoop and his woman. You know, right, his lovely wife. Yeah. Yeah, we got Denzel, his lovely wife, okay? We got Steve, his lovely wife. See, we still got couples that's together, baby, okay? All right, Oprah and Steph is still together, you know, and her lovely man, his lovely woman. Right. We got people still together. And, baby, we got people going through divorce. And, please, you must understand, everybody is in everybody's life for a reason and a season. And sometimes your reason and your season come to an end, especially if they ain't treating you right. Don't stay nowhere where you ain't wanted. Really. God said don't fight about them. Replace them. Don't chase them. Replace them. Huh? That's what God told me. I'm just saying. Right. It's Sunday, y'all. Yeah. So, like I said, keep your woman. Happy anniversary. Okay? Look, and real men don't play games, ladies. I'm telling you, real men answer questions without being mad. Ask lots of questions. With this generation and this times now and this dating thing and the internet and this and that, you must, ladies, you must. It's your duty, okay, to ask a lot of questions. And sometimes right now, this generation, it depends on who you are going out with. It is not safe to even go out and have a dinner date. If you do, it must be in the daytime because now, word on the streets, allegedly a little pillow talk, so to speak. If you go on a date at night, shit, they think you want to sleep with them. Now, listen, older people, little seasonal people. This is for the seasonal people. That means us, a little older, because we don't know, especially if you just get out of a long relationship and you just coming in the game. Ask lots and lots of questions. If they get mad because you're asking questions, he is not the king for you. Please know that a real man is not going to get mad if you ask questions, because you need to know. And that's serious, not what you need to know or what the fuck they want to tell you. No, you need to know. If they want to date you, you need to know. People getting killed behind people playing games. You don't have time to be one of those what? Statistics. I know I don't want to be no gut. Damn statistic. I love y'all, and I'm cussing on Sunday. God, please forgive me. Let me tell y'all something. God ain't done with me yet. God take care of babies and fools, and he already know where your girl to buy. It is I, right, fit in that category. Okay. I love y'all. It's Sunday fun day, family day. Go talk to your family. Go make sure everybody all right. Go take care of grandma them. And if they in them homes, we talked about this. Them private prisons y'all put them in, at least go make sure they have cover, blankets at night. At least make sure they have a little refrigerator or something in their room so they can get a snack. Do y'all know them nurses leave at 5 o'clock? Not 5:30, not 5:01, 5 o'clock on the dot. Okay? So after 5, your loved ones in that luxury prison you put them in, they having to fend for themselves. Listen, I know because I'm there. I see it every day. Okay? So I know what I'm talking about. Listen, I love y'all. They got young men up in there now, honey. They got y'all 50-year-olds up in there. I don't even want to talk about it. We're going to talk about it on Talking Tuesday. Okay? Today belongs to God, and it belongs to your mother. Honor thou mother. Do you understand me? You only got one. Let's give God some glory real fast. Go ahead now, because he give me glory every day. Right, this Sunday, baby, it's Sunday, okay? It is I, your girl, the wife. On Sundays, we are going to give God his thanks. We made it all week, and we're here to talk about it. So on Sundays from now on, y'all know what we're doing. Y'all know what we're doing. We're giving God his thanks, and we having our topics, you know, at the same time, you know. But we're gonna do what's right. Remember what I said about your mama now. At least try. If y'all ain't talking, at least try. Now, remember what I said. God said, okay, family need to come together to laugh sometime, or he'll make us come together to cry. Oh, birthdays, special birthdays. I'm going to say this on live. I got special birthdays this month. I have a birthday for my cousin, Mr. Daryl Carter, my favorite big cousin. His birthday is coming up on Tuesday. Then we got Rudy. We got Rue, Mr. Rudolph. Hey there, Rue. That's another one of my favorite cousins. His birthday is coming up on Monday. Okay, that's family. You understand me? Listen, love your family. You know, and some of them you can depend on still, because everybody go through a little something. Ain't nobody perfect. Ain't nobody better than the other one. Boys, y'all got that bad. Ooh, y'all got that bad. Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Here we go. I love every style of gospel. I ain't even gonna lie. I love every style of gospel. I ain't even gonna lie. And everybody been broken at one point of their life. Don't lie. You know you was hurt when that God left you, because I saw you. But you pulled back together. God helped you. Y'all know what this is. Better pull them Bibles out, because we're going to need them in a minute. Hey. see some of y'all mamas crying this line right now. Talking to you mothers that get up every Sunday, Wednesday, take them bus rides 6 or 7 hours away to go visit y'all son up in them state prisons, because y'all know that they looking forward to them visits from their mama every month. Because if you don't come, you know that'll break your baby in some type of way. But a mother is always going to be a mother. Hear what I say, a real mother. I see you. I remember. Good win all the time, I tell you. It's Sunday fun day, family day. God is good. All right, tell God thank you for getting here today. I appreciate you. Look, we're going to holler again tomorrow. Y'all had it going on Saturday. Y'all got Saturday, and God had you on Sunday. It's your girl, the Why, and why not? Because we can. It's a beautiful day. You're blessed and highly favored. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This our Sunday. This is what the Sunday is going to be looking like. So get ready. Okay, we done made it all week. And if you're going to dance for the devil on Saturday, I'm going to make sure you praise the Lord on Sunday. Okay, it is I, your girl, the Why. I see y'all tomorrow. Okay, we love you. Did I tell y'all I love you today? Because I do. I do love you. And trust and believe, without you, there's no me. Thank you. Okay, I want to say thank you for all your support. I appreciate you being here. Look, and then wait a minute. They done bust out with the whole church scene. Then they done bust out with the whole, because that's the shouting part. See, I ain't been to church in a long time, but I do know my way around the church house. Okay, I do know which part where you supposed to break down and do your shouting part. Now, listen, if y'all don't know, that's something wrong with you. And you need to go on and get back in so you can get some direction. You better watch church on TV or something, man. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, some of y'all been so misdirected, but that's okay. Okay, because we family over here, and baby, we about to get on track, because over here is where it's at. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. It's Sunday Fun Day, family day. I love y'all. Stay safe. Watch your surroundings. If it don't feel right, it ain't right, You heard what the hell I said. I said God said. Okay, if it don't feel right, then it ain't right. Peace and love, y'all. Mwah. I'm out. See you tomorrow on Motivational Monday. Oh, Motivational Monday. Motivational Monday all day. That means I got to motivate you. Let me let y'all go. I'm going to let y'all go. Somebody, we're going to give it to you. Who is this? I need to see who this is. Hold on, because we're going to go on out on this one. Alexa, who's this? Who sing this?
Kirk Franklin.
We're going to go on out on Kirk. Y'all know I love Mr. Franklin. Stop. We going out on Kirk. Hey, we going out on Mr. Franklin. Go ahead now.
Okay, honey.